Hey y'all, it's your girl Mrs. Kiki Lolo, and today we're talking about everything 90s. So it was only fitting that I would have my BFF since the 90s on this episode. So hey, Daytrina.
Hey.
So Daytrina, like, you know, I got some A1s from day ones, but girl, we've been riding this till the wheels fall off since 97, 98.
Since 97, 98.
Yeah, so, you know, I remember when we first met, though, I ain't really like you because you thought I was a new girl to the school, but it was like, no, I'm a returning girl to the school. Like, you're new. I'm returning. So, I remember that, though. I remember, like, the first day I met you. I could tell you what you had on and everything.
Probably some overalls.
You did have on some overalls. And I was like, who is this in some overalls? Like, what? Who is wearing overalls?
You had
your teacher was Miss Black.
Uh-huh.
And your classroom was at the end of the hallway, and my classroom was at the beginning of the hallway. Shout out to Mr. Myers. He was the finest teacher I ever had.
And he was so cool.
He was, but still, he was fine. All right. So, anyways, home Mr. Myers is doing good. So, girl, la 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 la. Like, where are we going to even start? Like, it was so funny. So the other day, I was talking to my mom, and I was like, "Mommy, what was like your favorite era?" You know, and I was like, "She was born in the '60s, so." I was like, so it was like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. Like, what did you enjoy? And she was like, the 80s. And I was like, girl, what was so good about the 80s, girl? Nothing was going on in the 80s, okay? So I was like, it's the 90s for me, okay? So let me tell you, I was on Facebook and I saw an ad for Gigapets. So I got so excited. I was like, oh my god, Gigapets, because I was so pressed because I had a Gigapet in elementary school, and so I saw they had three different Gigapets. So I was like, I'm gonna order one for me and the kids, right? So I got myself a dog. I got Lyric a unicorn and Roland the T-Rex, right? So they came, and I was so pressed, you know what I'm saying, cut them on. And I realized, Lyric ass can't read. I basically got two Gigapets because she can't read. So, anywho, she tried to name her Gigapet. Her Gigapet name was like Alibaba or something. She was trying to say Ellie. I'm like, girl, I don't know what she doing, but that's Alibaba. Anywho. We had a Gigapets maybe like I think this is the second week that we've had him. Lyric's Gigapet has already died twice.
Well, let her know that means that she can't have one in real life because she's not taking care of it.
Okay, and then my Gigapet Lante got mad and he then knocked it under the bed. So I keep hearing it bark, but I can't get to it because the way the dang on bed set up, I'm gonna have to wait so we could pull the whole bed out so I can pick my Gigapet up. So
you done killed the pet.
It's probably dead now. Yeah, Roland was like, I hear your Gigapet barking. But anywho, let me tell you. So I realized I had really messed up when I got the Gigapet, for one, because I basically had to take care of two to help Lyric. So once I started showing her, she's been doing much better or whatever. So she on her third Gigapet, but it's okay. Her third life, but it's okay. And but I was playing with it and I was like, dang, like, why was I pressed for this when I was 10? Because I was like, where's the backlight? Like, why is no light? It's hard to see. I need to put on some glasses to play this.
No backlight, no color.
I said, oh, no. I said, no, when I was 10, right. I think it's four on there now.
Okay.
Maybe five. But anyways, I was like, it really isn't for me no more. It was one thing in the 90s. It ain't, for me right now. It's just better than me trying to understand Roblox, okay?
So, Giga Chats are a lot easier than Roblox.
So that's my bonded time with the kids, with the Giga Pet, but I can't even get to my Giga Pet right now. So, but Ronan, he was like, I gotta get my Giga Pet. And I was like, that's right, you gotta take care of your pets.
Look at him learning responsibility.
Learning responsibility. So that was a good tool. If y'all should buy y'all kids Giga Pets so you can teach them how to take care of a real pet.
And Tamagotchis, because let me tell you how they were both out, and we thought the pets were cool back then. Apparently, the kids now think it's the Tamagotchis. So Janaya got one for Christmas, a Tamagotchi.
Oh.
And she lost interest real quick because apparently 90s technology is not where it's at. I found the battery outside of the pet one day.
Oh, she didn't disable the pet?
So I don't think that she disabled it. I think she just stopped playing with it and Javon got a hold of it.
That's Tasmanian devil over there. I can believe that. Mm-hmm. That, because, girl, your hands is full with that one.
Super full. But I don't know why we were pressed over him either and had the nerve to get him banned from school for taking him around all the time.
Right. And then you know what I found out, because I was trying to Google something, because I was trying to understand how come my Gigapet kept blinking that it wanted to play, but every time I would try to play with it, it would shake its head no. So I was like, well, damn, well, what you want me to do with you, baby? I don't understand. I think I got a glitch in mind or something, girl. But did you know that Tamagotchis was first from, they came from Japan, and then the Gigapet is the U.S. version of a Tamagotchi?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep, so I found out when I was Googling trying to figure out how to make the damn dog happy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's just, it's not where it's at anymore, but I still love the 90s, okay?
You and me both.
So, what else, girl? I mean, we already talked about your overalls because those was 90s, but they wasn't 97, 98. It was more, those was more like 93. Those was like Full House.
Whatever.
But no, you know, it's so funny. Like, I wasn't even going to fire you up for your overalls because since my mother made me go live in Pennsylvania for them a little bit, them few months or whatever, they ain't understand about the 574s, the New Balances. So they were like, they was hitting me with the, what are those? And I was like, this is style, honey. What are you talking about? So that's why when I be seeing people talking about New Balances was popping in all these other places, I was like, that is a DMV shoe, okay? It is solely a DMV shoe. Nobody knew about New Balances elsewhere. We started that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of seeing things on Facebook, I also saw they got a MASH game that you can buy. And I'm not going to lie to you. You know, if I wasn't already married, I probably would have been slightly intrigued. I probably would have paid for it just to see if I was going to get a man cheat and marry Chris Brown. But but I was like, who's really paying for this? I bet you it's some 2010 kids or something out here buying that. Absolutely. Because all you need is a number 2 pencil and a notebook, and you just can figure out what your life gonna be, okay? You do not need to buy the app.
The hell, paying money for something like, right there.
I couldn't believe that. I should have screenshotted. Did I screenshot? I hope I screenshotted so that way, when I do promo for this episode, I could post that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta see if I did that. But could you believe that? Like, who they really trying to make money off of MASH? Let's talk about 90s style. Let's pick back up on that, right?
Okay.
So, what was your favorite thing from the 90s?
Well, clearly I loved overalls.
Well, we do know that.
For sure. Part.
And clearly I love New Balances. Go ahead.
But I guess also I really like the flare leg jeans because I wore the platform heels because I'm short. So that worked for me.
And
I thought back then, but now I am, but it just carried on.
So for me, right, let me say, like, oh my gosh, I loved Donna Karen. Okay. I was pressed for DKNY. And so I remember my favorite little outfit was this jean button down shirt, these black leggings with my drop socks and the Donna Karen shoes. I wore it in our class picture too. I was really pressed. Like, I really thought I was the shit that day. I was looking back on it, I'm like, girl, you was a Bama hoe tee, but it's okay.
I think we all were.
It's okay. Back then, I thought it was fly. Okay. I thought it was fly. Then that's when we got to the, like, starting to accessorize and stuff. Mm-hmm. Those little butterfly clips. Girl, you couldn't tell me nothing. When you had your little twisties in the front and then the back of your head be out and you had the butterfly clips that matched your outfit. Girl, I was fly. Okay.
And the Chinese sticks.
Chinese sticks, girl. You had to make sure they crisscross.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you could be with your little bun. Had the little high bun or whatever. Oh, in the bang yang. Yeah. It wasn't the bang yang then, but I love saying bang yang. Not the bang yang, yes, yeah. Girl. The bang yang.
Or the little two pieces of hair on each side that just slide down like they flow down. You know
girl,
what I'm talking about?
Girl, yes. I didn't really try that style too much because, you know. I felt like those was for girls with the longer hair, and I don't think my hair wasn't like that long back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know, I was a ponytail rocking girl. I'm surprised I still have edges. How many ponytails I wore and still wear? But it's okay. It's okay.
God has take care of your edges.
Yeah, I take care of my edges. Okay, God has blessed my edges. Okay, bountiful. Mm-hmm. So, and then my other favorite thing from the 90s was Parasuchos.
Yep.
Okay. So my uncle kept me fresh with my Parasuchos. He was like, you cannot wear no princess jeans. Them is thought jeans. Well, he didn't say thought because I guess they was roller jeans. I think that's what he was saying back then. You was a roller.
Roller.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, those was for the rollers. But yes, I remember having, I had different color Parasuchos, different type of washes, like all mm-hmm. types of Parasuchos. But one pair that I really wanted, and it was like everybody had those, and my uncle, excuse me, he's like a trendsetter, so I couldn't have what everybody else was wearing. But do you remember the black Parasuchos where the word, they had the word Parasucho written down there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wanted those so bad, but my uncle didn't get me those, and my mother wasn't about to buy me no damn $60-$70 pair of jeans. Uh-uh. Could you imagine paying $60 or $70 for a pair of jeans, man?
Nope, not
girl,
at all.
I'd be so excited when Old Navy be like $10 jeans. I'd be like, that's me.
Hello. Yeah, and I got that from my mother because she was like, I'm not paying $60-$70 for one pair of jeans when I can get you three or four. Yeah. So my first pair of Parasuchos came from you.
Shout out to me. You see me, I was out here blessing the people.
Because
okay?
We used to be the same height and size at one point.
It was a very short period of time. It was like I went to sleep one day and then I woke up like, damn, Jolly Green Giant. I remember I was so pressed in middle school. It was seventh grade, and my gym locker was 32B. And I said, oh my God, my gym locker matched my bra size. I was so pressed. I was so pressed about that. And then I was praying to God. I was like, God, all my friends have big breasts. Can I please just get a little bit, just a little bit, God? And when I said, if you don't believe in Jesus, you should, because honey, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I went from a 32B, and then the next thing you know, I was a C, and then they just keeps going. Okay, by the time I graduated from high school, I had 3Ds. So, and I'm not talking about on my report card. All right, so. So you gotta be careful what you ask God, because I should have been asking him for a behind. I don't know why I was out here thinking, trying to be blessed like a Caucasian with the breasts.
I should have asked for both, so he could have leveled it out.
You know, it's something, because now I got more stomach than my booty, dude. Like it just ain't. It's just, just not good, not a good look, you know, just it's okay. I've learned my lesson. We have to be careful what we ask God, and we have to be specific, okay? So don't be out here saying, God, I really want big titties like my friends, because he will give you the big titties, and then now you don't want them, okay? So be careful. So, you know, one thing I remember with us growing up is spending the night at your house, and we would play, you had a game, and we had to watch a movie and then answer the question. I can't remember. Do you remember what game I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly what game you're talking about. I cannot think of what it's called.
So, I can't think of what it's called right now either, but I remember we played the game, watching Tuka play that game. We knew that movie backwards and forwards.
My husband was in it.
Girl, please. Just like Chris Brown, my husband. Chris Brown is my second child's father. So I miss games like that. And it was a game about the mall. Do you remember that?
That was the telephone one. Like, I think you had to call and then you would have to do stuff like go to the mall or go to the whatever. Yes. Oh my God.
I can't believe I can't remember none of them games right now. But 90s were for board games. Like,
absolutely.
Of course, you know, you have your basics like Monopoly, Life, Sorry. Your card game Uno, I Declare War, honey. I declare War and Speed are the only two card games I know how to play other than Uno.
We're going to have to bring you out of the 90s. Honey. I didn't even know how to play spades in the 90s, but I knew how to play spades when I was a kid.
It's okay. I don't think spades is for me. However, I did download an app so I could try to practice. So at the next barbecue, nobody try to take my black card away. I'm going to learn how to play. I will I declare war you to death. Shoot, now I gotta remember, do I know how to play that? Dang. It's been a while. But I miss the 90s for the games. Like, I can't believe we can't remember that that game with the movie, because we had to watch the movie, and then it was like, and then I was just so intrigued because it was like the questions could go for any movie. So it's like, dang, what you gotta remember, because I played it at your house.
I know. Ooh. I can't think of what it was called. I see it vividly in my mind. I cannot think of what it was called.
Speaking of your house, do you remember the time I almost burnt your house down?
Of course I remember.
I almost burnt my house down. I knew since the 1990s I wasn't made for gas stoves, okay? I almost birthday chain the house down.
We're all on the internet. A house full of people.
Because like, I was like, I know how to make pancakes. My pancakes are really good. And so my ass just set the butter too close to her fire. And it was like, whoosh. And I was like, oh, no.
And that's when she learned gas stoves was not for her.
That's exactly what I learned. My first apartment, we had a gas stove though.
Well, you didn't burn it down. So.
I did not burn it down, but I did try to stay away from it. But then it was like, then I had a kid, then, you know, boyfriend and shit like that. So I had to overcome my fears. However, when I'm looking for houses, I'm like, no gas, please. No. I don't have the time. I do not have the time for the fires. Nope. Because guess what? I may not be starting fires no more, but the kids may start a fire. You know, it could be some type of hereditary issue. You know what I'm saying? They may put the butter too close to the fire and start a fire. So I don't want to risk it. I like electric. I think
that's future. Electric is just fine.
Yes, electric is just fine. So, I remember in the 90s, Waited to Exhale came out, and we should not have watched that movie in the 90s. Nope. However, I didn't watch the movie when it first came out because I read the book.
That's not even better.
And so my mom caught me reading the book, and she was like, She said, I wanted to take the book from you, but the fact that you could read it and you was enjoying it, I was just so proud you was reading the chapter book. I said, go ahead. And I read that whole book and I was like, And then my favorite movie from the 90s, I have a lot, but if I had to give you a top, I'm going to say top three. Uh-huh. And so in your mind, think of your top three right now.
Okay.
And don't change it. Like, if my top three is like, you know what I'm saying? Just get your top three.
Okay. Well, already know we got one in common.
I already know we got one in common. All right. So maybe let's say top four.
Okay.
All right. So in no particular order, here's my top four. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I know this one we got in common. Set It Off.
Mm-hmm.
Poetic Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason's Lyric.
Okay.
And what's your top four?
So my top four are Set It Off, Poetic Justice, Gangsta's Paradise, and Juice. So those are my top four. So we got two of the same top four.
Okay. And then I would be remiss. We should have said a top six. Cause I can't believe I didn't put these two in my number, like in my top four. Because when I tell you, oh no, it's three more. Oh dang.
Oh, all right. It's all of them.
All right. So here is my honorary top here is the senior class top. All right. Baps.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Act 2.
I was going to say both Sister Acts, because listen, when I tell you I knew the words to both of them, well, the first two, I think there was a third one.
Or maybe. If it was a third one, it ain't touched but one or two.
I knew the words, both of the movies, I should have been in them because I could recite every single line.
Yeah. Every single song. I was trying to come and join the chorus.
Yes.
The mighty, yes, mighty chorus. Yeah, I was trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? La, la, yeah. La, 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 la. So then what did I just do? That said four, then I added. So that was seven. That was my top seven. Okay. Mm-hmm. My top seven at seven. So yes, those is my movies. Like Baps, I knew the words backwards and forwards, Sister Act 2, and A Lowdown Dirty Shame. Like those but those were such
movies that we had no business watching them.
But A Lowdown Dirty Shame, like that was my that one, those, like, man, that's, you know, when I fell in love with Jada Pinkett.
Well, I've always Set It Off out, like, because I've loved her since then. But another movie that I don't know if you watched it, but I had no business watching, that I loved, was Fresh, and that was not for kids. And that was the first time I saw a kid die on TV, and like, I think that's the journey when I started crying on movies.
I think I've been crying on movies since movie. I was crying probably one day. I cried in Lion King, girl. Could you believe Mufasa? I couldn't believe that happened to Mufasa. That shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. That's when we should have learned that the world was cutthroat just off Lion King. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's another thing the 90s did. They started taking, like, a lot of the classic Disney movies came about in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now that's what they're remaking. And it's like, nah, give me new content, sir.
Because they can't do it like the 90s.
Okay. And so, I can't believe this was one of my movies, too, though.
What?
I had to go out. I had asked Santa Claus, because I think at the time I still probably was believing in Santa. Parents, my bad. I hope your kids ain't listening to this. So I begged Santa to get me a Clueless phone.
The clear one?
No, the phone.
Oh, like the flip phone. Okay.
It was
where you flip it open.
No. You didn't have a Clueless phone? You ain't know about the clueless phone?
No, I had a cordless phone, but it wasn't the clueless phone.
No, girl, because okay, back, when we was rolling with the homies, there was this phone and you could change your voice and stuff on it, and it was like,
Oh,
you know what I'm
yes,
talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
No, but I did not have one.
I
I
had
didn't.
that phone. I had that phone. I had that phone in middle school too. Shit. Playing on your phones and shit. So I love that drink because you could just hook the joint around your ear. You didn't even have to hold it. Like that was my, and then you click the button on the side to cut it on and off or whatever so you can get the dial tone. It was real. But then, of course, when cordless phones came out, I did want a cordless phone. Also, back in the 90s, there was these clear phones, and when they rang, it was different colors. Yeah, I
That's
ain't
what I
had
thought you were
one.
talking about. I don't know why I associated that
Yeah, I ain't had one of those, but my uncle did. So I used to like that when I was at my grandmother's house, and in talking on the phone or whatever. Speaking of my grandmama's house,
Clueless,
see, I grew up in Montgomery County, so we didn't have the box in Montgomery County, but it was a DC and a PG County thing because you had to have the AB channels, and so the box was basically like 106 and Park kind of sorta. I mean, what else would you? Oh, MTV
Except for we had to
Jams.
pay for it.
Yeah, but you had to pay for it. Was it free, right? So I remember TLC Waterfalls had came out. I swear that's the like I swear that's the video that got me in trouble. All right. So I kept catching the tail end of the video. I never saw it from the beginning. And I was like, damn, I keep missing the video. So I got on that clear phone with the colors and I called the box and I ordered the video. Now, it was one of those unspoken things where it was like, you're not supposed to call in or whatever. But it was never like, you're not supposed to call in. Like no one said it verbatim. Of course no one said nothing for a few for a little bit because you gotta wait for the bill to come. So I didn't don't go Che. I was seeing a rainbow yesterday. I said, ooh, nigga, that video was dry deep too. You know what I'm
Probably
saying?
been the
The
whole
nigga
day
got the
and
A's and
everything.
shit. I was like, God damn, like it's a lot going on in this video. You know what I'm saying? When my grandmother found out I ordered that video off the box, man, Jesus Christ. When I tell you, I was like, got punished. I was like, I only come over here every other weekend. Now I'm punished when I come over here. But it was worth it, okay? It was, look, I kept missing it, and somebody else was probably missing it just like me. So I just did them a favor. It's okay. I took that L for y'all. It's probably a lot of y'all out here who was recording, was ordering off the box and got in trouble too. Or maybe y'all was smart and y'all didn't do that. I don't know, but I got in trouble. I got in trouble.
I knew better.
The Waterfalls video was worth it. But I'm happy that nowadays we have parental locks, so nobody, my kids can never order a video. It'll be like, what's the code? I remember one time Roland was like, what's the code? I was like, no, I can't. That defeats the purpose of why I have the code. So,
Well, let
I
me tell
mean,
you a fun fact real quick, though, about waterfalls, right?
go ahead.
So when waterfalls came out, I was still living in Denver, and me and two of my friends performed it in our third grade talent show, right? And so they were both light skinned, so I was Chili, one of them was Lexi, one of them was T-Rob. But neither one of them could learn the rap, so I was Chili, but I had to do the rap part. So
Bless your heart.
listen, it was so cool, and we had a okay. So here goes 90s fashion again, right? One had on a yellow. We had matching tank tops. One was yellow. One was orange. Mine was pink. And then we had on the not culottes. What was the skirt that had the shorts attached to it?
Skort,
Shorts.
skorts.
And we wore skorts and matching tennis shoes. It was a mess, but it was so cute. I wish that we had camera phones back then where we could record it, because I would love to see that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then when you just said that, that made me think of, I'm looking at this picture of me in the seventh grade. Girl, I got with some capris, with some drop socks, and some Reebok Classics.
Oh my
Okay.
gosh, the Reebok Classic.
Yes. And the princesses. Can't forget the princesses. But it, we knew in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, we was gonna have a fresh pair of classics because
Every
we
year.
needed them for cheerleading.
Yep. And then I had them in high school because we needed them for step. We needed the princesses for step and the classics
Man,
for cheerleading.
them princesses got they was telling on you real quick though, because you know have like a little your foot,
Increasing.
your yep, creases, and see the print in your shoes. And then I remember my mom was like, "Y'all wear tube tops as a shirt with that sheet," because back in her day they was wearing them like scarves or whatever, like you put on your head and go to sleep at night. That's what it was for, and we was pressed to wear them as a shirt. I had a damn tube top on, and it looked crazy on me because I ain't had no damn titties out here looking like I got on a scrunchie. So, and then, like, I don't know if it's a bias thing or whatever, but I just feel like the 90s just gave us so much real. We had good movies, good TV, but girl, that the music. Okay, so let me tell you, my favorite group from the 90s is Jodeci. Okay, I know it was like Mr. Dalvin or something and Devontae, but I mean, who really cared about them, right? It was really about Casey and JoJo. Okay, that's
Absolutely.
all you have really heard singing, right? So I remember, like, you know, Jodeci, they was out there with their damn leather suits in this desert dancing for us, and I just feel like that just, you know, they was really giving to their fans, so we just have to really, you know, put them on a pedestal, you know what I'm saying? Because if anybody out there sweating like that in them leathers in the desert, they is deserving. But I'm trying to remember, why can't I remember what song that was right now? That they was in the desert. So off to handy dandy Google, which we ain't have back in the '90s. Let me see. Let me see what song it was real quick.
So,
Oh, okay, it was "Cry for You."
okay. We're
All
trying to
right.
see how Jodeci affected your life every time you heard
Yes, I'm gonna tell you. So I was looking real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, "You're everything I'm." I guess. And it was like, "Who, yeah." Okay, so anyways, right? We're gonna talk about the who, yeah, in a minute too. All right, but let me tell you, that video came on one day. I remember I had on an orange shirt with white flowers, black Jordache jeans, okay? And I was like, "Ooh, mommy, when this song come on, it just make me want to pee." She said, "What? If my mother was in dark skin, I bet you her ass would have been red, because I know I embarrassed her. Like, it's, I don't, and I don't even, like, for real, like, I can't, like, I really, it, they really did make me want to pee, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't probably really pee, you know what I'm saying? But they turned me on, okay? So, yeah, I was out here about trying to pee for Jodeci in the 90s, and I wasn't even 10 yet. Maybe I was 10, I don't know, but
Terrible.
I shouldn't have been wanting to pee
No.
off of Jodeci back then, you know what I'm saying? But like, so if we had a battle of the who, yeah, like, let's say it would probably be between Casey and Cisco.
Yes, I agree.
Casey would win though
I think so too.
in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you were going on right now. Like, let me tell you, there's something.
Well, no, it can't seem like they did back then. And there,
okay,
so
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how they, we remaking everything from the 90s? Jodeci tried to remake themselves too. And I was like, no, okay. Just like when you go to a funeral and they be like, you want to go view the body? You be like, nah, I don't want to view the body because I want to remember the person like as they were. That's how I feel about Jodeci. Okay, when they came back out with that other song, I don't even know what it was called. Every breath, every moment, so I don't even know. I treated that like it was they was in the casket, and I didn't want to go see. I didn't want to view that body.
Yeah.
Just give me '90s Jodeci. I don't want anything else. So. You know, we had the who, yeah, and then you had the no.
Yep.
Because music nowadays, they don't give us no interludes. Like, we don't have that music that lead us up to the temptation, like, the suspense. The yeah, like, the climax. They ain't even getting us there. It just go straight into the bust a nigga in the head. I'm like, damn, but can I know why you want to bust a nigga in the head? Like, what happened to get to bust a nigga in the head? Like, damn. So, if you had to do a Nehu battle, who you got?
I feel like it would be Wanga from Boyz II Men, and I could be biased because that is my favorite group.
I think you're biased because I feel like that's Johnny Gill. That's Johnny Gill.
So I agree with that too, but I feel like he was more like, because he, when he started doing that, it was the 80s.
Was that the 80s? That's when you got in New Edition. Oh, because you know, I just remember my. That was 90s, wasn't that the
90s?
Yeah,
that was 90s, yeah.
So. Let's see what Google say. You sure?
I think so.
You're right. Okay, you're right. It was 88. I feel like that's when the Nehu came out in 88 then.
Well, it did, because it came out or in the 80s when they were still in New Edition, young, a little bit younger.
Yeah, you're right. The song came out December 88. Okay, you're right. All right. So in the 90s, we'll give it to Wanya because his ass was Nehuin all the time.
But they all were. Everybody, like, if you heard a song, they were Nehuin and just singing with some feeling about something.
And I miss Tupac too, you know?
Girl, listen, so you know I'm from Denver, so I was West Side all day.
why I feel like you just put your fingers up like what's
I really did listen, I remember the day that he died. Like, I remember that whole, as soon as I found, okay, so there's this grocery store called King Supers in Denver, and I was waiting in the car, me, my brother, and my neighbor's son, and my mom and my neighbor had went in, and they came out, and my mom was like, Tupac died. I'm like, no, he didn't. She's like, I just read it on the magazine or something. I was like, no. So as soon as we got home, right, you know, we didn't have Google. We didn't have the internet to look stuff up. And you had to wait for a certain time for the news to come on. And so I picked up the phone and called D, because that was her. That was her boo. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she was crying. So I knew it was real.
Dang, man. And then, you know, it was so crazy. So, like, I was like, you know, all about Tupac. And that's because the daycare, when I was a daycare, one of the, so my mom also worked at the daycare, but her little, like, her co-teacher or whatever, she was still in high school. So, of course, I loved her. Like, you know, Miss Nikki, we all wanted to be like Miss Nikki. She was fly. She was cute. You know what I'm saying? Her nails stayed done. I know who you're talking about, but nah, that's not her. Okay. I ain't meet her till cheerleader.
Okay.
But this was, she worked at the daycare or whatever. So she loved Tupac. So then in turn, her sister loved Tupac. And her sister worked at the daycare too. But then in turn, like, I love Tupac too, right? So But when I listen to music now, I'm like, I know all Biggie songs. I mean, I know some Tupac songs too, but like, I really know a lot of Biggie songs. Like, I really get hype when like Big Papa come on. Like, I love it when you call me Big Papa. But like, I really be getting hype. And it was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper. Yeah, I really be like really into it. So I was like, well, damn, did I like Tupac or did I like Biggie? Like, who did I like?
Was okay to like both because I liked both, but I just couldn't admit it out loud during them being
During the
playing.
East Coast, West Coast.
Right. Because, I had the loyalty, hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's no problem with that. I mean, I'm not gonna talk about how you didn't know that Tupac was the one who, where Thug Passion came from. But
Oh, wait, pause, because I most definitely thought that was a backyard song. And I'm not gonna lie, it was at that moment that I learned that the go-go bands be taking real songs and making them into go-go songs. I really thought Backyard wrote that song because I heard it was the bomb and she had it going on. Give me some of that Thug Passion. That was my favorite backyard song.
Mine too.
Like,
That's probably why it was my favorite.
nope, it wasn't my favorite because of Tupac, because I didn't even know it was Tupac's song. And then when I heard the Tupac version, I was like, damn, he had Big G on here. Like, that Dre be cranking with some Big G, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I think that's probably the thing I missed the one of the things I missed the most from the 90s was the music. Like when they were rapping, yeah, they had their songs talking about, hoes, drugs, sex, but they had depth to other stuff.
Right.
And we could understand what they were saying.
Yes, and then and people wasn't trying to make up words and shit, because that's what that shit for. I feel like they're trying to speak pig Latin in these new songs. And then it was another go-go song, because when the aquatic center, I don't know, I can't remember exactly when the aquatic center around here was built, but I remember they shot a video here, the little get in the water, they did that video at the damn pool.
Oh, okay.
Why do I know that that happened though?
I don't know.
Because
I
I
feel like
wasn't
we weren't
at
old
the
enough to be
pool.
knowing that.
I wasn't at the pool. But I feel like, I don't think nobody. I feel like maybe we drove past it. I don't know, bitch. I somehow I know that they shot the video there. So now I gotta ask my mother, like, mommy, how did I know that they shot the video there? Or maybe I gotta ask my daddy, because my daddy used to be in the go-go band too in the 90s, so. Or
No,
the
you
80s, or the 80s.
didn't.
Maybe it was
Bebop
the 80s. Yeah, Bebop Fred in the 80s.
Fred.
And
Or Fred, since he still don't say my name right. My father
he
calling him Fred.
do be saying, he what he say? He don't say Katrina.
No, he used to, what did he, I forget how he used to say it. Oh,
He got it
I can't
together.
even
My dad be cracking me up because he always be like, and how so and so doing? He be remembering people too. I'd be like, dad, I'm like, dad, I'm not friends with them no more. He be like, damn, y'all was just friends. I'm like, nah. I know, you know who that happened to a lot? It was me and Jonisha. Me and Jonisha always. I was like, no, we're not friends no more. And then Jonisha be my friend again. He be like, y'all back friends again? I'd be like,
That's why he can't couldn't keep up.
yeah, because but that when Janisha came, because Janisha came to Greencastle before you did, and when she came, Jonathan Hill, she stole my man. That's what happened. When she came, Jonathan was messing with. I was like, dang, I had gotten to a car accident the weekend before, whatever. I was in the back seat of a car. And when we crashed, I busted my lip on the headrest or whatever, and so my lip was all swollen. And then I found out that Janisha and Jonathan was going out, and I was like, damn, my lip all big. I lost my man. Like, dang, it
And mind you,
was
all this is before you were even 10.
before I was even 10, okay? This is third grade drama in Miss Vasquez class. I had Miss Vasquez. And it was so crazy. Like as kids, we are so innocent, because I used to be able to stay the night over at Jonathan's house and we would play PlayStation together. But now if my child asks me, could they spend the night at a boy house, I'd be like, fuck no, girl. Sit your ass down. Like, nah,
Yeah.
this ain't the same third
Except
grade.
mine.
Oh
She's
yeah,
from
your kid, that your kid, that's different. I'm talking about like how Jonathan was my
I know.
friend. You get what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, nah, nope,
Well, yeah,
nope.
times are different too, though.
Yeah, way different. Nope.
We didn't have all the exposure to everything. I mean, what we did, because clearly we're watching stuff and listening to stuff we had no business listening to, but we didn't know necessarily what it meant.
Right.
Whereas today, everything is right there. They, if they, I hear Janai asking Google all the time what something means. So,
And then I hate that my kids keep asking. They be like, "Well, what is this?" And I'm like, "Y'all got Google.
Google.
Why are you asking me? Go ask Google. Go ask Siri. What is you doing? Why are you talking to me? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know." Well, mom, you don't know 5 times 5. I'm like, "Ask Siri. Ask Siri." Shit, I don't care. I'm not telling you it's 25. Go figure it out.
Can I tell you? Okay, I'm gonna tell you a quick story because it happened to me in the 90s, right? So, when I was in second grade, they had a little a health teacher come in, and it wasn't nothing in deep, in depth, right? So basically, they wanted you to draw muscles on bodies, right? And so my mom, when she was in the army, she was a nurse, and she was a labor and delivery nurse. So I'm drawing muscles, and I drew a penis on the thing, right? And so the teacher called the counselor. I got sent to the principal's office. It was this whole big thing. They sent me home for the day. They just thought that somebody was molesting me. Like, why does she know what a penis is? Why? Right? And I only knew because I used to read her medical books, right? Because I would help her study. And so my mom went up there. She had to cuss everybody out at the school. They done called CPS, thinking something's going on in my house. And the whole time it's just because I could read and I didn't have to go ask nothing. And they didn't know that it was technically a muscle. So I educated them at the same time. But too bad Google wasn't around then, so they could have Googled it and left me alone before they did all of that, because I told them from the beginning. But anyway, that was just my little 90s story about educating people before the internet came out.
I remember I had this book. I don't know who bought me the book, but I remember when my mom came home. I was like, "Mommy, boys have penises and girls have vaginas." And my mother clutched her pearls. I think with the words that came out of my mouth really shocked my mother. She really didn't know what to say. I remember one time I had, because like, so I used to go to my dad's house every other weekend. So one weekend when I came home after Christmas, you know what I'm saying, the Christmas tree was gone. And so when I came in the house, I said, "Oh, somebody stole my Christmas." And then I was like really distraught. And my mom was like, "Girl, I just took the tree down." And I was like, "Well, put it back." I remember another time I had came home and she had like redecorated the bathroom and I was like, "What the hell?" And then my dad tried to he was like about to pop me for cussing and I looked at him and I was like, "What the hell you about to do?" So my friends, they tell me I be cussing too much, and I'm like, "Look, I've been cussing since forever. Like it ain't. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I got a potty mouth, and it's just going to be there. I don't. I try so hard being on TikTok, and you see the don't get the cussing video. You seen that yet? So I try not to. I be like, don't get the cussing. I try, but you know, it just, you know, I failed. I failed. So, you know, I ain't gonna keep the people too long, right? But you know, now that Netflix has acquired like I think it's like 6 or 7 like black TV sitcoms, you know, I have been rewatching Moesha like I ain't never seen it before, okay? And so people had so much to say about Moesha, talking about something like she's spoiled, she's selfish, she
The
was
talk of the internet.
sneaky. And I was looking like, what teenager wasn't that? So you mean to tell me you ain't never tell your friend you was going, your parents that you was going to go to one friend house, and then that friend said that they was coming to your house, but whole time y'all went to a party? Y'all ain't never did that? Like, stop lying. So you mean to
Even
tell me,
the good kids
okay, and you mean to tell me you wasn't out here, you know what I'm saying, lying about your grades, your you know what I'm saying, sneaking out the house? I'm like, come on, y'all doing too much. They really was. And I was like, every time Moesha would get, like, you know what I'm saying, do something wrong, it will, she would apologize. So it's like, it was like a learning thing. So we learned from Moesha. So I was like, stop coming for her. Stop coming for her.
Well, not only that, I think they probably saw some of themselves in Moesha and was appalled at themselves.
Okay.
Because we all did something in there. And it's not just Moesha either, because it was all the 90s sitcoms, black and white. But, you know, back then they had all the black sitcoms. And there was always some element of selfishness, but learning a lesson. Like, that's what they did. They took from real life and threw it in it.
It was real and relatable, okay? So I was so mad. Everybody kept trying to come for my girl Mo to the... And I was like, look, let Mo be great. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But I did have one thing to say about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every time they was dancing or rapping, singing, whatever, they never were on beat. I'm like, what the devil was the sound? Like, you know what I'm saying? The playback was off. Like, I'm like, you trying to do the Bankhead bounce. And I'm like, damn, but what beat are they bouncing to? But it was, and you know, another thing, I loved me some Usher. But when watching Moesha, I'm like, that nigga headline was fucked up.
He ain't have a headline for real.
For real. He really did not. Like, there was no shape up in sight for that boy. I don't know what's going on. That, like, I said, damn, no SpongeBob SquarePants head ass. But, you know, speaking of Moesha, you know, I'm so excited for Monday, Brandy versus Monica. Like, oh, my gosh. Too. That's like...
I've been waiting for this one.
You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to have, like, Angel of Mine up against Never Say Never. Have You Ever. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Angel of Mine up against Have You Ever. You know what I'm saying? That Brandy's Never Say Never album was my favorite. However, I think that I'm a Monica fan. Like, overall, I'm a Monica fan, but I do like a lot of Brandy songs. But that Never Say Never album, when I tell you backwards and forwards, songs that didn't hit the radio, like, I knew everything. I love that album.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm the opposite. So I've always been more of a Brandy fan, but I love Monica. And I knew every song off the Boy Is Mine album, which was Monica's album. A lot of people forget that that's the name of her album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of team Brandy. I always have been. That was my favorite growing up in the 90s. So we'll see. I'm just excited that it's happening because both of them are amazing.
Yes. And, you know, so speaking of the Boy Is Mine, right? Were you Brandy with the Boy Is Mine? Or was you
every
Monica
time.
You was Brandy. I was Monica.
That's why we clicked.
That's exactly what it was. Because we wasn't trying to fight to be over the same part. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we can't end this call without talking about game systems from the 90s, though.
Yes.
Like, we had the Sega Genesis, the Dreamcast, the first PlayStation.
The Nintendos.
Nintendo 64, the game 007. That was my favorite.
Yes, 007 and Sonic were the two favorite. And we, of course, Mario.
Oh, yeah, Mario. On the Super Nintendo. Yeah, you right about that. Because, wait, was the 64 out in the 90s or was that the 2000s?
No, I feel like that was the 90s.
I think it was the 90s. I think it was like the end of the 90s. It was like 99 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but cool. I had a Super Nintendo, but I didn't have the 64. I had that, okay. So I would play that when I was over at my dad's house. But the PlayStation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I only had three top games. Four top games. So it was a game called Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, and then I actually had like the steering wheel and the gas and pedal hooked up for my PlayStation. Okay, I may have been spoiled like Brandy, like Moesha. So,
well, that's because you were still the only child back then.
I was the only child, still in the night. I stopped being the only child in March of 99.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was tripping, big, big silly. So, big silly. So then, what you call it? So you got the so I had the steering wheel and the gas and brake pedal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that song Carl Thomas came out with, I wish. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I was thinking about. But I had wish I never met him at all, girl. And I
Jonathan,
be
because he left you for Johnisha.
I'll bleed, girl. And then the crazy thing is, people always was like, that me and Jonathan was brother and sister because they said we look alike.
Y'all
see that.
Like, y'all
I didn't see
did.
That. I didn't see that. So I be driving the car, and I wouldn't even be completing no more missions no more. I'd just be driving the car, pulling up into the driveways of the in the house in the game. Like, I lived there listening to the damn Carl Thomas, girl, cracking myself up. That was funny. That was funny. I really feel like that song, did that song come out in the 90s? That may have been the early 2000s. I don't remember. Do you remember? That may have been a 2000 right there. I was still playing the Sony one.
Listen, as much money as our parents spent on game systems and the games themselves, yes. We needed to play them for a long time.
And then then I had the Charlie game. That was me and my boy Philip. We used to play that game all the time in the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And Parappa the Rapper. You had to kick, 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 punch, 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 chop. That was my game. I remember when my cousin and his friends used to come over. Mm-hmm. I used to have him in my room, like, help me beat this level. So I can get to the next rap. But that was my game. I've tried to find Parappa the Rapper because I would have played that on some PlayStation 4, 5, whatever. About to come out, so
the five. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Carl Thomas song, it did come out in 2000, though. It was 2000,
it was right on the border.
Right on the border, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, in 1999, on December 31st, we all thought the world was about to stop when Y2K.
Listen, man, my grandmother had her whole den was full of bottled water. When I tell you, mind you, she had breast cancer at the time. And she was not worried about dying from breast cancer. Like, she just knew.
The computers was going to freeze. Listen, and stuff. Oh my gosh.
We didn't think we was going to make it.
It's so many things we ain't really even touch on, okay? I had the Spice Girl game. Do you remember?
Oh,
man, I really loved
I knew that whole
Spice
movie too,
Girl.
By the way.
I saw that movie. That was I remember going to the movie theaters. My cousin Andrea mm-hmm. took me to the movies to see the Spice Girl movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she don't remember she did that, but that she did do that. Mm-hmm. And
what about Bring It On? Didn't that come out in the 90s and y'all took a field trip to go see it, and I missed it. I was so mad I missed that field trip.
Why you missed it? Because we went with the cheerleading team. Why
yeah,
because
my grandmother had passed, and so we went up to New Jersey.
Oh, dang, yeah.
I was mad, but I got over it.
Yeah.
Man, Bring It On, and we used to think that we was everybody from the movie.
Yes, okay, because I was a Clover, okay? I was never
couldn't
a Clover.
Tell us nothing.
Never so proud. It was Burr. It's Cody. It must be some clovers in the atmosphere. I said, oh we oh we yo. I slow it down now. Oh we yo oh, we yo. Okay, my bad. And then dial up internet. Okay, first of all, if you were able to talk on the phone and be on the internet at the same time, bitch, you was balling. Okay, I was balling. I wasn't balling, but we had two lines. I tooted my own horn like I was balling, girl. But
again, that's because your mom and grandma didn't want to have to share the phone with you.
That's they didn't want to have to share the phone with each other.
That too.
But and then before there was a whole Facebook, Twitter, all that other good stuff, we had AOL Instant Messenger, we had Yahoo chat rooms, okay, and mm-hmm. Black Planet, okay.
Black Planet.
I feel like everybody at Banneker who was in our grade, if they had a Black Planet page, I swear I made that joint.
You made two of mine. Two out of three of mine.
We was out here, we was catfishing before catfishing was a thing, okay? Most definitely.
I wanna say we were catfishing because we would put our pictures, we would just lie about our age. And
but I'm trying to figure out how we both had a page that we had little sisters. I didn't even have a sister yet.
I did, but neither one of mine are younger than me. So.
Yes, because
and I'm doing something.
And I don't understand why I would have a page calling myself Ghetto Quiche. And I'm like, what I'm abbreviating? All I had to do was add an A when it said Keisha, but Ghetto Quiche. I was out here sounding like a damn breakfast dish. Lil Quiche 13 and Ghetto Quiche. Those was my first Black Planet pages.
A mess. We were a mess. And we were making them in the library at school.
I was editing them for y'all. I made mine at home because I had two phone lines.
But I had one phone line. I had to share it. And
back when you had to get the CD to put AOL on your computer. Yep. I did have one friend who had web TV, but that ain't last long.
I know it didn't last long because I don't even remember that.
You don't remember web TV? Google it. It was a thing. Yeah, that we can Google. Yeah, Google it. It was a thing, girl, for a hot little minute, but AOL really kind of like was taking over. Like, if you didn't have AOL, you was a bammer. Then, you know, when it first came out, you couldn't get it. It wasn't no AOL Instant Messenger. Like, you had to have AOL. Mm-hmm. Then the Instant Messenger came, and then I had like 16,000 screen names. I don't know. I just always changing my damn screen name.
I only had one AOL screen name. And yes. I think that's still active because I never shut it down.
Yeah, my AOL emails, I had two different ones. I had a Rocket AOL Instant Messenger screen names, but I only had two AOL accounts. Because at first, I think everybody was going on like as their parent. You get what I'm saying? Like, you ain't have your own little Instant Messenger name. And then, because I don't think those wasn't my first ones, my first Instant Messengers.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three. I don't know. But you can only have seven.
Oh, the fact that you know seven. That.
Yeah, she can only have seven at a time or whatever. And those are the good old days, you know what I'm saying?
Some Oregon Trail days.
Oh man, the Oregon Trail, that was my game, dog. Girl. Dang, I wonder if that's
still
on
play
it.
Oregon Trail.
I wonder if we could still play Oregon Trail.
Well, I'm gonna find out because I sure want to look it up. Because yeah, I want to teach my kids about it.
That was the best time to go to the media center. I mean, the computer lab in elementary.
That's
school,
all we did.
Play Oregon Trail and Carmen San Diego.
Yes,
and I loved that TV show.
I did too.
I just love the 90s, and I hope y'all love the 90s as much as we did.
Mm-hmm. It was a great time to be alive.
Okay.
I feel like Black people were winning in the 90s.
No, not Rodney King.
No, okay, not Rodney King. But by Black people winning, obviously the racial tension still is not where it needs to be. But I'm saying, like, I could turn on my TV and see Black people on a normal basis. Yeah. We had a whole channel, it seemed like, with UPN.
UPN.
The white people came in, and
we was y'all like taking over CW because the Wayans brothers came on CW, and then we had
Do you remember Homeboys in Outer Space?
It was a dumbass show, but I loved
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Why? Because you like Flex Alexander or something?
I did.
Malcolm and Eddie. I liked Malcolm and Eddie though.
Yeah, I did too.
But Living Single, like, we even had Prime Time because we had Fox, we had Martin and Living Single on too. So, Living Single is still my show. I still watch it. Like, I ain't never seen it before.
Me,
Khadijah, my girl, Regine, Sinclair,
and Max.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really appreciate you for talking to me today, kicking it with me, talking about the 90s, because who else could I talk about the 90s with other than my BFF since 97, 98?
Okay.
Well, y'all, until the next time, make sure you go follow me on Instagram at KICKINITWITKEE or Facebook.com/KICKINITWITKEE and the number 1. And until next time, be real to yourself and know that 90s still rock, okay? Mm-hmm. We still rocking for the 90s. We still listening to 90s R&B like it came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.